So I think that they are an untapped proportion or portion of the population. You know, if you look at the proportion of girl engineers, if you look at graduate engineers, for example, then I've got the figure somewhere stuffed away, but it's a disgracefully small proportion of the population compared to any other country. And when the country is short of good engineers, it simply can't afford to discourage girls from going into engineering. But with the 18-year-olds, it's far more difficult because we can't stomp around the country because we just haven't got the resources to do it. I mean, the best we can do is, for example, this summer, one of our girl graduate engineers went off to Loughborough University, where the Engineering Industry Training Board ran one of their so-called Insight courses, where they took 45 girls who are doing A-level maths and physics and who thought they might conceivably want to go into engineering. And these types of courses have been very successful in the past. We sent another of our girl engineers down to Essex University a year ago on the same sort of Insight scheme, which had a lot to do also with our Marconi colleagues down in Chelmsford.
Of course, yes.
So we help in those sorts of ways, but it's still a drop in the ocean. One hopes that the 45, you usually find that about 40 of the 45 get very switched on to engineering and go off and read engineering, and hopefully they tell all their, you know, school teachers and friends and people in the years below them at school and so on, that engineering really isn't quite like the national image of it is. But our problem is in attracting enough girls to apply in the first place.
Yes.
I think if anything, I haven't got any figures I can quote here, although every now and then we do a few studies, we probably offer to a higher proportion of girls than we do to boys. But that is because
At the 18-year-old?
Well, at any level, 16 or 18. But that is almost certainly because the girls have overcome a psychological barrier in the first place in deciding they wanted to go into engineering, and therefore they have got something there from a personality and drive point of view. Whereas with boys, it's perhaps a bit more natural for them to apply for engineering, so you will get a higher proportion. They simply haven't got what it takes, but they simply drifted into it because, you know, it sounded right.